Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at groundbreakingresearch.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the run-up to the November 5th election and to the start of early voting on October 21st, we're working to bring you the candidates seeking your vote, and you can ask them the questions that matter to you. Later in the hour, we're going to hear from Republican Mark LaHood, and he's running for House District 121. But first, we're joined by Kristen Hook, Ph.D. She is challenging Republican Representative Chip Roy for the Texas 21st Congressional District. That district takes in a little bit of San Antonio and Austin, but it mainly contains several hill country counties. And Kristen, welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much, David. It's really nice to be here.
Our phone number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. If you got a question for Kristen Hook asking about her policies and her campaign. And Kristen, let me just ask you first off, this is a district that many people see as a uphill battle for a Democrat to win. It's been a long time since there was a Democrat representing the Texas House District 21. That was Bob Krueger. How do you convince people that this is a winnable district?
Yeah, so I know I have an uphill battle, and that's exactly why I stepped up, because I am the antidote to Chip Roy. When I'm elected, I would become the first woman to represent our district. And this district is ready for change. I know that they redrew the lines in 2021 and gerrymandered the hell out of this map. But we know that the district's changing. We know that the people they tried to draw out in the Travis County area have been spilling back in because of the high costs of living. The U.S. Census Bureau listed San Antonio as one of the most, or actually the most populous and fastest growing city in the country last year. And two of the, you know, Texas has had a huge population boom over the last 2 years since they redrew those maps. But we know that two of the top 10 counties in the state that have had the most population change are here in our district. This is a very rapidly changing district. And that means that we need to be, putting people in office that actually care about the future of our district and actually, you know, are looking past their nose to look at what the future holds and how to make sure that we thrive as a changing population.
So when Chip Roy, the Republican incumbent, he has had several reelections, but only one really hard candidate who was well-funded, who was able to go after him, and it seemed it was a tighter race than people remember. It was a pretty tough race. Other challengers to Chip Roy over the years have not been well-funded or well-organized. They seem to be like vanity candidates almost. So are you taking the position that because you are coming at this, with the support and strategy and you're working at this, that, you know, Chip Roy is someone who is vulnerable and who can be taken out?
I know Chip Roy is beatable, and I do believe that I'm going to be the one to do it. And I don't want to discredit the work of the candidates who've been in this position in the past, because they've planted important seeds for a candidate like me. I'm hitting this moment at the right time, given my background, given who I am. And look, this district has had 6 years. We have 6 years of data points of Chip Roy to know exactly who he is and that he is way too extreme for our district. And I talk to Republican voters in our district all the time who are sick of the extremism. They want somebody who is going to bring effective leadership and compromise to Congress. And that's who I am. And that's what I bring as a scientist. I'm trained to solve complex problems. I approach problems with a 360 panoramic view. And I am comfortable and want to understand the perspectives of diverse, you know, people in our community. I'll represent everyone in our community. Chip Roy's made it clear over the last 6 years he's not interested in representing everyone in our community. Unless you look like him or think like him or pray like him or love like him, he's not interested in serving you. And I talk to a lot of folks in our district who are really sick of that. So he's made a lot of people in his own party unhappy. And this is the moment that I believe that we can finally oust him.
Well, we do have an open invitation to Chip Roy. We would like to get him back on the air to take listener questions, just like you're making yourself available right now to their questions. And the number is 833-877-8255. If you want to ask a question for Kristen Hook about her campaign to become the next representative for House District for Texas 21 Congressional District. Now, you said that Chip Roy is an extremist. What do you mean by that?
I mean, look at his policies. Look at what he does and doesn't do for our district. He's had 6 years to do, you know, improve our lives, and he's made it clear he's only interested in...
Well, give me an example.
Sure. So right now, we just averted a government shutdown. And how many government shutdowns has this guy tried to lead, right? And when we talk about a government shutdown, we're talking about, WIC not being funded for... being put on hold and putting, you know, women and children at risk of not getting nutrition that they need. We're talking about military and service members in our district being forced to work without being paid. We're talking about, you know, my former agency, the GAO, that is there to protect taxpayer dollars being halted. I mean, this is an arsonist in our government. He doesn't believe he's there to obstruct our government and not actually get things done. The whole reason that he was, you know, holding up our government and trying to threaten a shutdown was so that he could pass his extremist bill called the SAVE Act. A lot of people have been talking about this bill online. On its face, it says that it's trying to prevent non-citizens from voting. Well, non-citizens aren't voting. If you look at the data, if you look at the evidence, even the Heritage Foundation, they have a database looking at, you know, whether this is a problem. And it's really not. It's such a small percentage of accidental, you know, people who are non-citizens registering to vote. What we do know is that this is an effort to further suppress voters and their voices here in Texas. This district has been gerrymandered. This is an attempt to, you know, for these people to choose their voters rather than us choosing our leaders. And we deserve so much better. The SAVE Act would serve to disenfranchise women.
So, I mean, how does that work?
So if you, in order to register to vote, you'd have to show proof of your birth certificate, proof of your citizenship, and it'd have to match what's on your driver's license. Well, many married women in our state and in our country don't have the same last name. So this is effectively a way to prevent us from being able to voice our opinions in the poll, you know, at the voting booth.
So when you say many, I've seen this statistic 80 to 90% of married women would not be able to vote if the SAVE Act was passed as it is written now by Chip Roy, because he is the lead proponent of this.
Yes, he sponsored that bill. And yes, it would serve to disenfranchise women. It would serve to disenfranchise military members as well, because people who are deployed would have to come back to register to vote with their birth certificate. I also, you know, I know this disenfranchises younger voters as well. If you're going to college, you're not taking your birth certificate with you to your dorm room. You have very limited space. And I recently met a college student in our district or a recent graduate who told me when he moved, his parents lost his birth certificate. So, you know, this really serves to disenfranchise and suppress
votes.
Right.
They will not take a copy of the birth certificate. It has to be an original ribboned or something, or some terminology for that. So it shows you that what is this really actually trying to achieve. We're going to speak some more with Kristen Hook. If you got a question or comment about her campaign to be the next congressional representative for Texas Congressional District 21, give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the issues that she supports, and we'll be right back.
Support for TPR comes from Jingu House in the Japanese Tea Garden, featuring Asian cuisine with a San Antonio twist. Open for lunch 7 days a week. View the menu at jinguhousesatx.com.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio is Kristen Hook, PhD, challenging Republican Representative Chip Roy to be the next representative for Texas 21st Congressional District. It's part of little part of San Antonio, a little part of Austin, a lot of the Hill Country. It's rural, it's older, but it's also fast growing. A lot of contradictions in the 21st Congressional District. You can give us a call, 833-877-8255, if you've got a question for Kristen Hook. We've also have an open invitation to Chip Roy if he wants to come on and also take your questions. Let's go to David first. And David, you're on the air.
Thank you. I received a mailing. I've received basically the same mailing twice this month from a group called Seniors for Better Care in Ashburn, Virginia, saying the Biden-Harris Medicare plan hurts all seniors. Liberals in Congress are pushing to expand the Biden-Harris price-fixing agenda for your Medicare drug benefits. Contact Chip Roy and urge him to oppose H.R. 4895. I'm pretty fed up with this guy, but it seems to me that he's trying to urge people that somehow reducing the price of drugs for seniors is somehow not good for us. It doesn't make any sense. I ended up in his district after 1987. We were originally in District 20. Then we got transferred to 23, and we got gerrymandered to 21 after the 2010 census. So this is the first I knew about your running. So tell me about what this mailing is and your opinions.
All right, David, thank you so much for that call. So that sounds like a bad faith.
Yeah, so that's actually dark money that's being funded by the Americans for Prosperity group that's a part that's Koch funded and very tightly linked with Heritage Foundation. I'm exactly the kind of nerd that you want on your team and fighting for you because I've done the research into that group and what they're doing. And we know Chip Roy is not here to protect our seniors because he voted against the Inflation Reduction Act. The Inflation Reduction Act is what allows Medicare or what allowed Medicare to negotiate drug prices. And Chip Roy has made it clear that he does not care about supporting Medicare. He has called Medicare and Social Security handouts, quote unquote, just a few, you know, short weeks ago at an event in Florida. And he also, you know, he's not interested in protecting our seniors, protecting benefits that seniors receive. And as somebody who voted no on the IRA, I mean, he's made it clear that he would rather have Big Pharma make a whole lot of money, which he did also say on the House floor during a committee hearing years back. So, quote unquote, I hope you make a lot of money to
and
a,
he was,
to a CEO.
He was actually crying because of that. I mean, he was on the
yes.
dais just shedding tears for the pharmacies.
Yep. And I wish that he would shed those tears for the women in Texas and the families in Texas who he's harming with his, you know, very extremist views on abortion. We have some of the strictest abortion laws here in the state of Texas, and he's a part of that. He believes in no abortions, no exceptions. And that's not what the majority of Texans want. The majority of Texans believe in having some form of abortion care and exceptions, and that's not what we have in practice. But is Chip Roy fighting about that and tearing up for the women who are losing their lives or the women who are losing their ability to have children down the line? No, he's not.
Let's go to Bennett. And Bennett, you're on the air.
Well, thank you. I live in Chip Roy's district, and I think he's a good congressman. I think this lady is making a lot of wild accusations and reading from some kind of text, which is supposedly to damn people who don't agree with what her text says. And
she's not reading from any text. She's speaking extemporaneously.
Well, she's got it in her head. And the point is that Chip Roy knows Congress. He's done a good job. She's, in my opinion, she's got a lot of supposed objections about this, that, and the other thing that have never come up before, at least to my recognition. And I think she's just looking at the Democrats, looking to spread a lot of, oh, he's no good because he's too right-wing. Well, I happen to be conservative, and I agree with what he's doing, what he says. As far as abortion, the abortion is a state's rights issue. It's not a federal issue.
Okay. Well, Bennett, I'm glad you have found your candidate, and that's good for you. And I'm glad you're able to vote for the candidate that you you know, it responds to your needs, but that's great. So, Kristen Hook, Chip Roy, very much affiliated with Ted Cruz. and Ken Paxton. They are basically have you know, worked together on things. They came up together.
Yeah, so Chip Roy is the former chief of staff to Ted Cruz, and he used to work for Ken Paxton as well. And you know, I appreciate your perspective, the caller who just called in. I would really love to represent you as well. And just so you know, I mean, I talk to a lot of moderate Republicans in our district who see the harms that he's done, because we need people in office who are actually interested in public service and in serving all of us. And Chip Roy has made it clear that is not what he's interested in. He's interested in playing politics instead of improving our lives. And, you know, I meet a lot of Republicans in our district every day who do believe that he is too extreme. And that is your right and your opinion to say that that's not the case. But when the majority of Texans want legislation that allows for us to have bodily autonomy, and, you know, I trust women in our district are smart enough to know, you know, to make those decisions for themselves. This is not a person who's interested in representing our values and representing who we are as Texans.
All right, let's go to another caller. We have Doug, and Doug, you're on the air. Doug, you there? All right, Doug, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Good afternoon. Sorry about that. Good luck, Mrs. Hook. So I'm liberal. I tend to vote Democratic all the time. But one of the issues that I often have problems with the Democratic Party on is they become very political when it comes to trade agreements. And the NAFTA, North American Trade Agreement, whatever we want to refer to it as, has a sunset law in 2026. And I would like to know what your position is on renegotiating, re-signing the trade agreement.
All right, Doug, thank you for that. NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, definitely been beneficial to Mexico and Texas. So do you have a position on free trade within the continent?
I don't. I would like more information, and I'd love to talk to constituents about that to understand where they're at and their perspective. Look, you know, I'm a scientist, and I care about making sure that I actually represent our district. And I'm not going to be an expert in everything. What I will do is make sure that I'm talking to our voters, talking to people in the district to understand where they're at on that issue, and talking to experts and various stakeholders to understand where they, you know, where they land.
All right. Now the callers go to Clay. And Clay, you're on the air.
Hi. What I want to know is what you're going to do for us old school Republicans who find Citizen Roy an embarrassment and believe that government is based on the collective good of the whole in the Republic.
All right, Clay, thank you for that question.
Yeah, I love that question, and thanks for asking it. Because I actually grew up in a Republican household, and we're not that different. We share a lot of the same values, and you know, one of the things that I think Democrats get a hard rap for is that we want to spend money, we want to, you know, tax people to high hell, and actually have you know, pay more for social programs and things like that. I actually worked at the Government Accountability Office before running for office. I've spent the last 3 years as a science and tech expert in our federal government, so I know federal policies, and I worked for the agency that's responsible for protecting taxpayer dollars. And I am an oversight hawk. I care about making sure that every single dollar is used efficiently. You know, my opponent, Chip Roy, wants to shrink our government. He talks a lot about shrinking Washington. I'm here to make our government work for everyone, and I believe that we can build a smarter government, and that's what I'm fighting for.
One of the big issues that we see from polling that people care about right now is immigration and the economy. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about your position? Let's go first with immigration.
Absolutely. So I grew up 2 hours north of the border, and I'm actually Latina. I'm a third generation, you know, descendant of Mexican immigrants. And I know the values that immigrants bring to our communities, and we need comprehensive immigration reform. My opponent, Chip Roy, and Trump and Cruz, they spend all of their time trying to bully vulnerable people who are doing what any one of us would do if we were in that position where we're trying to feed our families and build a better life. These are not people that we need to be attacking. We need to be attacking the bureaucracy and the red tape and the systems that have led to this you know, to this issue. And if we want to really solve this problem, we need to figure out ways that we're going to incentivize people to come over legally rather than illegally, which I am in favor of. That means we need resources. We need resources at the border, not only to adjudicate cases of people that are crossing, but also to build new legal pathways of citizenship, and to increase resources at the border for enforcement. We had a bipartisan border bill back in February that would have provided those resources. And House Republicans, including my opponent and Trump, they killed that bill. They torpedoed it because they wanted to campaign on this issue instead of actually solving it. And, you know, when I knock on doors and I hear people concerned about the border and immigration, they blame Biden for it. But I would remind people that the purse strings are handled by Congress. The purse strings are handled by people like my opponent. And he's made it very clear he's not actually interested in solving this problem. He's just there to complain about it and not actually do something about it.
Well, and the economy, people are very concerned about inflation, the price of groceries.
Yes, that is the number one thing that I hear at doors, actually, and people in our district are very concerned about that. We have a lot of wealthy people in our district, but we also have a lot of wealth disparities. And I grew up, you know, working class, raised by a single mom, started working when I was 14 years old. We lived paycheck to paycheck. I understand the struggle of everyday Texans because I am one. I'm dealing with the high cost of healthcare, the high cost of housing. Chip Roy is not somebody who strikes me as a person who's going to show up to HEB with a coupon, you know, looking for a break on some of those groceries. This is not a person who understands our everyday struggles. And I will fight for that. I will fight for workers and the working class because that's my family and that's where I come from.
The district that you're looking to represent has a lot of rural area. Mm-hmm. And do you have a plan to bring more resources and help to rural Texans?
Absolutely. So I grew up in South Texas. I grew up in Corpus Christi. This district is my backyard growing up, and I have spent a lot of wonderful, you know, memories. I have friends and family throughout our district. Half of our district is rural, and half is here in San Antonio where I live, and then, you know, a smaller proportion in the Travis County area, Southwest Austin. One of the things that kills me is when we talk about, you know, when we see Ted Cruz and Chip Roy attacking DEI. Attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah,
and
that's, Ted Cruz, I mean, Chip Roy called Kamala Harris DEI candidate.
Vice president, yes, he did. And understand that when we talk about DEI, we're not just talking about race. We're talking about socioeconomics and background as well, including if your rural communities. Rural communities have been left behind for far too long in our federal government and in, you know, in society, and they deserve a voice too. So I absolutely want to make sure that when we're building programs that are, you know, meant to do things like conserve water, which is one of the biggest issues in our district, in the rural parts of our district, one of the biggest concerns I hear, because there's a growing population and not enough resources. So environmental issues are huge out there. And, you know, we need to make sure that we are not leaving our rural communities behind. That also involves healthcare, right? Making sure that our rural communities have access to healthcare, making sure that we're expanding access to telehealth, making sure that we are expanding, you know, programs that are going to allow for community-centered, community health centers that allow for those folks to receive the same every bit of care as folks in urban communities.
All right. So real quickly, because we're about out of time here, as you are going across this Hill Country district, what are people telling you? Are you surprised by how you're being received?
I am. I mean, I guess no. I'm not surprised. I'm a Texan. I grew up here. This Texas is where my heart is, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm a real person, and I'm really running to make a difference. I, you know, grew up in a working class family, worked my way up to earning a PhD in the sciences. I'm a former middle school teacher. I care about education. I care about making sure every family can thrive. And that's something that I know that I share with those in our community who care about their neighbors.
Kristen Hook, PhD, is challenging Republican Representative Chip Roy for the Texas 21st Congressional District. Early voting, October 21st, Election Day, November the 5th. And we'll be right back. We're hearing from Mark LaHood after this. Stay with us.